Today I'm going to be going through some real estate agent social media posts and giving you my opinion on them. So Mel and I constantly get messages, people saying, hey, what do you think about this reel? What do you think about this short? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to answer them on a YouTube video so that you can see what my opinion is and you can comment below to let me know what you think about it. If you're new to the channel, make sure to subscribe. We release a video every single week, so hit the bell to get notified as well. My wife and I, Mel, have now purchased over 250 units in 5 different countries, and we do so using 100% creative financing and other people's money and no joint venture partners.
Be rich, stop acting broke. Rich is here. This doesn't make you rich. This is a byproduct of this. You go from here to here. So the mentality is what creates this. This doesn't create the mentality. And that's what people don't understand. So when I say if you want to be rich, you got to stop being broke. It means you got to stop acting broke. You got to stop thinking like broke people think. You got to think how rich people think. And that's the difference.
Okay, I love this. I'm actually getting goosebumps. So a couple of different things here. Garbage in, garbage out, right? If you put good things in, good things will come out with mindset. And he's not necessarily saying, like, he said, don't act broke. Now, the way I'm reading this, I don't know exactly what he's saying, but the way that I am reading this is he's not saying go buy a Lamborghini so that you can look rich, right? He's not saying, well, I hope he's not saying that. What I'm saying is don't do that, okay? But acting rich is totally different. And what I mean by that is when you have that feeling, that momentum, that vibe, right? And Mel and I believe in law of attraction and positive mindset is super huge for us. So when we think we're rich and we act like we're rich and we have that mentality and that mindset of being rich, not having a Lambo, that means nothing. You put that out to the universe, right? So that's what he's saying is be that person who acts rich and attracts it. The other part is you have to start thinking and acting like rich people do. Well, what do rich people do? Let's look at it. What do? They invest in assets, right? They utilize good debt, in my opinion, such as real estate. And they don't buy that flashy, you know, trying to impress people stuff. So let's reverse engineer here. If you want to act like rich people, right? Don't they say that 90%+ of new millionaires are done so by real estate? So if the rich people are buying real estate, what do you think you need to buy? Real estate, okay? So this is what I think he means by this.
Why isn't everybody talking about this? The real estate market is in a downturn, but yet people think that it's not gonna crash. I'm not sure why people aren't looking at the history and looking at the stock market and the crypto market in order to predict the real estate market. Over the past 3 years, the crypto market was all the way at its peak, and it took a dump, and then it balanced out, and then it came up a little bit, and then it took a larger dump. It balanced out a little bit, came up a little bit, and then it took the largest dump, and now we're in the gutter. The stock market did the exact same staircase move. It dropped, it balanced, went up a bit. It dropped, it balanced, it went up a bit, and then it crashed all the way at the bottom. In real estate, that's exactly what's occurring right now. It's taking a downturn staircase movement where it dropped, it balanced a little bit, the rates adjusted, it came up just a tad, it's dropping again, and it's gonna continue to do the same staircase until it hits the gutter.
So history does repeat itself. I 100% agree with this guy, and I have not looked into history towards crypto and the stock market. The one thing I will say though, to be honest with you, is the major difference is tangible versus non-tangible. And what I mean by that is real estate is a tangible asset. People need a place to live, and that's not going to change, right? It's water, food, shelter. And real estate obviously is shelter. Can humans live without S&P? Yes. Can humans live without crypto? Yes. So again, I'm not saying that he's necessarily wrong. It's just I feel as though I would rather see a comparison of, hey, the 08, 09 market did this and this, and that's exactly what the real estate market is doing right now. I would take that as a more concrete, I guess, analysis, comparison, than the stock market and crypto, right? Like the stock market, yes, has been around for a lot longer. Crypto has been, I don't know how many years, but it's still not real estate. Real estate's not going anywhere. Even if it takes a little bit of a dip, again, with all the new demand, they're short so much housing. Some countries like Canada has a lot of immigration, which I love. I love immigration, but they're still short on housing. Same with the US, they can't build them fast enough. So the supply and demand, I just don't see it tanking But again, I'm not an economist. I'm just giving my two cents.
5% of all real estate agents just fail. On top of that, more businesses fail in the first 2 years that they're alive. And as an agent, you run your own business. And for an industry to be so small and niched, you need to be outperforming those other agents that are competing against you.
Okay, so I 100% agree. 85%, I don't know what the stat is, but a lot of real estate agents in the beginning fail. A lot of businesses in the beginning fail. And what I'm getting at here is I'm huge on not reinventing the wheel. Okay, so that's why we joined EXP Brokerage. I have my own group there as well, the Action Agents. If you're interested, send me a DM. What I'm getting at here is,
hey, stop the video for a second. I wanted to talk to you about a turnkey income property provider that Mel and I have purchased properties for. Now listen up. If you are looking for an income property, then you don't have the time for it. I have a solution for you that I have invested in myself. They will find the property for you. They will renovate it for you. They will give you a turnkey product and they will get tenants in there for you after screening it and manage the property. Does this sound too good to be true? It is not. Click the link below, go check out this exclusive list, find your next turnkey income property, and book your free call with them so they can go through all the benefits of what they provide. And you'll be investing in properties just like Mel and I. Okay, enough excitement about this. Let's get back to the episode.
If you're going out there and being a real estate agent trying to be the lone wolf, then it's going to be tough, right? You need a group, you need mentors, you need coaches, which we can offer, which my sponsor as well can offer at the Wolf Pack. So that, again, don't go lone wolf and try and do it alone. The other thing is, this is why I love real estate. So listen, he just said new businesses. So okay, you got a business idea, you want to go create something. What do you need? You need a business plan, you need to get financing, you need to make sure it works, you need to look at supply and demand, you need to look at XYZ, right? Okay, and I've never really created a business per se, you know. But this is why I love real estate. What do you need in real estate? Obviously, you still need financing, you still need to underwrite the deal and make sense of it. However, your clients are already there. If you're buying a building with existing tenants, you just bought an existing business. Think about a business. Income coming in, right? Bills being paid, supply, demand. You don't really need to do that because the asset is already there. Is it something in demand? If you pick the right market and the vacancies are low, like you are buying a pre-existing building that banks love to loan debt on. So if you're going to create a business, in my opinion, the safest one is real estate. It's already there. You're always going to have supply and demand if you buy in the right spot. Banks love to lend money on it. And it is something that is tangible, that has been around forever and will be around forever. All right, so hopefully you enjoyed this video. Again, I'm not saying that I am right in any of this. I want to hear your comments below. If you agree with me, disagree with me. I'm just kind of giving my two cents because we get DMs all the time to comment on other reels and posts. All right, I'm Dave and I'll see you in the next one.